Welcome to episode number 5 of the Pretty Petty Podcast, and we are your hosts, Kehao and
Layla,
a mother-daughter duo sharing our shallow opinions on what's happening.
How do you have this all memorized?
I don't, bitch. I have it on my fucking notepad. Okay, we're trying this again. Episode number 5. Welcome to the Pretty Petty Podcast. I am your host, Kehao, and my co-host over here, my daughter Layla, and this podcast is all about sharing our opinions on what is happening in society, and some of the things that we might say may come off mean, but we're not mean.
We're just
forgot
our fucking.
It's been months.
Okay, yeah, it has been. I think our last episode was like in September.
That long?
Yeah. And it's like June 21st. It's the fucking summer solstice.
It's almost been a year.
So, dude, okay, I have something to ask you. Have you heard about the movie, what is it called? Like something like Summer Solstice or something. Solstice Summer or some
no,
shit.
No, but that's weird because on my Snapchat it had a Summer Solstice sticker on it.
Like a hashtag with the emoji?
No.
What?
No. It just said summer solstice, and I was like, oh my god, today's the summer solstice.
Yeah, it is. And, yeah, so there's this movie coming out. I can't remember what it is. There's actually a hashtag, and then when you, use the hashtag in a tweet, it shows, like, a girl's face with her mouth open, and she's got, like a haku. I don't know what mainlanders call hakus. A flower headlay? I don't know. What is a haku? What do they say here? A flower crown? Is that...
Yeah.
A flower crown? Okay, we call it a haku in Hawaii. So anyway, that's what caught my attention because I saw that hashtag trending yesterday. But they spell summer like S-O-M-M-E-R, I think it was. And so I watched the trailer for the movie. Girl, look it up. Look it up. I don't know what it's called, but it's like hashtag.
And that's in the name too? Hashtag what?
Well, that if you because it's trending, you know, so it's a hashtag.
Oh, okay, so it's S.
Like, oh, fuck, I can't remember the name of the movie. Maybe Google it. Like, say creepy movie about summer solstice.
It's creepy.
Yes, girl, it's creepy. It's like that fucking movie, Us. It's creepy. It's fucking creepy. Did you find it yet? No? Okay, wait. I'm gonna make a new segment until you find it. Okay, it's actually called Midsummer.
Yeah, and then I got the opportunity and I decided to do it.
Look, I don't mind you going. I just wish you would have told me, that's all.
Holy shit. You've been wanting out of this stupid relationship for like a year now. And don't forget about all the beautiful...
Okay, so she's watching it right now. And then after that, we're gonna get a reaction.
That's not her again.
So what do you think?
That bitch did the Kylie Jenner challenge.
Wait, who did the Kylie Jenner?
I don't know. Whoever the fuck that is.
Ew, what is that? Ew. Anyway, she's talking about the thumbnail for the trailer. It has some weird fucking swollen lip looking.
That's fucking weird.
So what do you think? Yeah.
This reminds me of some cult shit.
Right?
Like Mormons. So bad.
Oh my god,
this is probably like what Mormons do when they get married.
You're stupid. I heard.
Yes, I know.
Oh, you know?
You told me. They fucking reenact the Adam and Eve shit.
Yes.
Fucking weirdos.
And they
bro.
Dress up with leaves and shit. I don't know if that's true. My friend told me, but she was not supposed to tell me. We're not gonna tell you who my friend is though. But yeah, they do that shit.
Dude.
They do that shit. I don't know.
So there's something in the water basically.
Probably. God
that's
damn.
Like,
or the fucking scones and shit they make. Because they make weird different
maybe
scones.
It's all of it.
It's all of it. Yeah, it's the honey butter.
The fucking... It's a fucking cult.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or it's like some like... That... You remember like how that... How like a... How we got like the holidays and shit?
Right.
Like how like it's based off of like... fucking... Witch fucking holidays and
pagan,
stuff.
Pagan.
Yeah. It reminds me of like some weird pagan shit.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. It reminds me of that.
Would you want to watch that movie? Me either. I don't want to watch this shit.
Because honestly, I don't like TV shows that make me feel like that could actually happen.
Right.
Because that makes me feel uncomfortable.
Right.
I don't like that type of shit. Like the Handmaid Tale or whatever the fuck that
is. Oh, I didn't even watch that.
Oh,
fuck
the full bitch. Don't watch it.
Don't.
I mean, watch it because it's good.
Really? Is it good?
It's good, but it's fucking insane. It is insane. Literally, I already know, like I can't remember, like, what religion they were, but they had to be fucking Mormon. They had to be. Because, what the fuck? Like, who has more than one wife, bitch? Like,
oh, is that a thing? Yeah, see, I don't even know what it's
basically
about.
Basically, like, how that goes.
All I know is, like, it looked like women were being beaten or something or abused on it, and it just kind of looked like
yeah,
too much.
Yeah, because basically what they're trying to do is, like, bring back, like, the human, like, population, I guess.
Okay.
So, like, they're in this, like, time period, I guess, people were having a hard time having babies.
Oh.
So there were some women who would have babies and get pregnant, and then right when they would give birth, their baby would die.
Oh, so this is based on the future, not the past.
No,
oh,
this is the future.
They look like they dress like fucking pilgrims.
Because then they fucking bring the pilgrim shit back.
Oh,
and that shit's fucking crazy. And they go and kidnap women and stuff and take them away from their husbands, and then they're like forced to serve the. It's fucking weird.
Oh.
It's fucking weird shit.
Sounds weird.
And it's scary because it seems like it can actually happen.
Did you know that there's this other movie that's coming out that I saw on Twitter too, and it's kind of creepy. And it was basically like, it's like The Purge meets Get Out. Can you imagine what that is?
Fuckery.
But it's white people. Okay, so basically what happens is this chick is getting married. And his family is, I don't know, I guess they're wealthy or whatever, but they basically want, I guess when someone gets married or something, they play a game. So you go into this room and then everybody, I don't know, like they draw a card or something like that, and it says whatever the game is that they're going to play. So the card is hide and seek. So basically the bride has to hide until dawn. And everybody in his family is trying to kill her. And he fucking knew. It's like a ritual or something. So he's trying to help his wife escape, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. Have you heard of that one?
No, but that fucking sounds like, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that fucking does.
And then they like kill people like there's a maid in the house and she accidentally gets fucking shot, her fucking head blown off or some shit like that, because they thought it was the chick, the bride. Oh. And then they were like, and then that's when the bride finally, I think, first realizes that they're trying to fucking find her and kill her, because she was hiding in the same room. And then that fucking bitch gets her head blown off. And then they were like, what the fuck? That's the maid. Is she wearing a white dress? And then she's like, what? You know? And then she realizes, like, you're gonna have to hold this now.
Yikes. No, haven't heard of that movie.
It's coming out like in July or something.
Don't want to.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck it is with these people and these fucking movies.
Right?
They must be running out of ideas. Or coming up with weird fucking ideas for movies. Like, who thinks of this shit? Like, you have to have, like, a mental fucking problem to think of a movie like that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, let's kill a bride. Oh, yeah, let's make a fucking movie about a ritual where people fucking get really weird and kill each other.
Yeah, it's fucking mental.
Like, I mean, if that's all it takes to make a movie, I mean, I can fucking make a movie.
You're stupid.
Like, just make some fucked up storyline? Like, that's it? Like, okay.
There's even one that I started watching on, like, Netflix or something, and it's about this chick. Remember? She gets the heart transplant because while she's losing her virginity, she has a heart attack or whatever.
And something.
And then it comes from this girl who came from this rich family, so she gets the girl's heart, and then somehow she's, like, turning into the girl.
Yeah. I've watched only a little bit of that.
I forgot what it was called.
I watched up until, like, all those birds were staring at her.
Oh, the crows?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's like a bad omen in, like, the fucking Hopi or whatever Indian culture she
is. The Native American culture.
Yeah, Native American.
Yeah.
I know. People are coming out really fucking weird shit.
They know shit.
Who?
They know shit.
See, that's what I think, too, bro.
They know shit's gonna happen. Right? They know some fuckery is gonna happen.
I feel like they're telling us something.
Yeah, like, I feel like they... Like, I don't think, like, they're, like, saying exactly,
right,
like,
right,
what it is, but I feel like all of these are tied into one. And all of it...
I feel like it's not all tied into one, because I feel like some of these are trying to put fear around certain ideas to keep us away from it.
Oh, true.
Like, the Midsummer one?
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah,
trying to make it sound all crazy.
Because, I mean, pagans weren't really, like, fucking... Yeah.
They just went with the cycles of nature.
Yeah.
They weren't like these out, like, radical fucking white fucking people that were, like, just going around killing motherfuckers or whatever. It was more so about the cycles of nature. And then they just kind of perverted it and made it into some other shit. I don't know, but anyway, whatever. That's a whole other topic.
Mm. That's for a whole other fucking episode there.
Yeah. But I just wanted to... I hate when people fucking drive like this. Stupid ass.
Yeah, when they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah. Like, you just go straight and you suck it up and you end up by fucking Palace Station like we did. Right?
On my second day of work. Yeah.
Shut up.
That was really great. Highly recommend.
Silly. So what is this episode about? Movies?
This episode is about how Mormons are a cult.
You're stupid.
Mormonism is a cult.
You have to bring that phone this time.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait, I have to cut over. Okay.
Mormons are part of a cult, and they probably know it.
Definitely.
They have to know it.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't like, act like you don't know you're in a cult.
Right.
I mean.
Okay. You're like, taking too long.
You have to be. You have to know. Like, how do you not know? Like, you have to be, like, hella brainwashed to not know.
I know, right? It's like, oh, wear these leaves on your wedding day at a church. Not weird at all.
Yeah, definitely not weird. And it's a secret. Like, right. What?
Yeah, you're not what, supposed bitch? To tell anybody. Anybody that's not LDS, you're not supposed to tell. Like, that's so weird.
It is a cult, bro.
I know.
It is.
I think you're right.
All these Mormons having all these babies and shit.
Bro, speaking of babies, what's your view on having a baby?
Right now?
Yeah, right now.
Like, at this age?
Yeah.
No.
No?
No. I want to wait till I'm, like, kind of legal.
Wait, what does that mean? You are legal.
Well, like a real adult, you know, like 21.
Uh-huh. Because
that's, like, when they say, like, you know, you're legal to drink and to smoke weed and whatever.
What the fuck? You're emancipated at 18.
I mean, yeah, but that means that you can just go fucking buy blunt wraps and freaking buy cigarettes and buy
a fucking... No, it means that you are emancipated. You're an adult.
Yeah, but I feel like I'm not really an adult. I feel like when you turn 18...
No, I'm fucking 40, Layla. Like, I'm 19, not even really an adult.
Okay, but, like, I'm just at an awkward age where it's like, you're too young to do this, too old to do that.
The homeless guy just threw shit at that car. That was in there. Whatever. Anyway.
He's probably fucking pissed.
About what? You were crossing the street just a second ago. What the fuck the
He's
car
like,
did
He's like, it's fucking hot in Vegas.
Dude. Did that bitch need to move to fucking where Dewan lives?
Where's he live?
Not Michigan. Fuck, I should know this. I don't know. He lives in a place called New Hope, though. New Hope something.
That's fucking weird.
I know, New Hope, right?
Yeah.
She's saying that's weird because that's our old church's name.
Yeah.
Anyway,
dude, my coworker used to go there.
Yeah.
And he said that they moved and he felt like the reason why they moved, like God was helping them move so that they wouldn't be part of that toxic church anymore.
Oh.
Because he was saying, like, he felt like if they didn't move, they would keep going.
Right.
To that church. But since they moved farther away, like, they haven't made any effort to go because it's so far.
Oh, my gosh.
So he feels like God took the wheel.
Right.
And got them out of that toxic situation.
You know they would say some other shit about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, my view on pregnancy with you, I would be for it, actually.
I'm trying to change the topic.
I would be for it, though. I would.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I know that sounds crazy. A lot of people might think I'm crazy, but... Yeah, I trust. Dude, 5 seconds, bro. Fuck.
2, 1. Bitch, you're in the road. The fake.
Wait, why isn't my light turning green yet?
Now it is.
But anyways, that's a whole other episode that we should probably do.
Yeah, maybe when we actually have time.
Yeah. Well, I think this is a good enough. Okay. All right, so let's wrap this up. Basically, people are running out of ideas for movies and becoming kind of fucking weird and putting out subliminal messages that are fucked up, right?
Yep.
And we're not watching it. We're not living for that, right?
No, we're not.
We are not going to stand for that, right?
No.
All right, have a good day at work.
We stand for Rihanna.
Not Rihanna. Okay, bye.
Thanks.
She always crosses in front of my car. I wish that she would cross behind it so I could just fucking drive. I don't know. Maybe that's the normal thing to do. Maybe people are supposed to go in front of you. So, yeah. Okay. So, yeah. This is a pointless episode, really. But I just wanted to get back on this shit, man. I miss doing the Pretty Petty podcast with Layla. Because we talk about, I don't know, cool shit sometimes, you know. Maybe not this time. But I just wanted to get her feedback on some of the movies that are coming out. Some of them are kind of fucking weird, and I don't think I'd watch any of those. Would you? If you've heard about these movies, I want to know if you would watch any of these, and what are your thoughts on these movies? Like, are there hidden meanings? Is it just a movie? Do you think they're running out of ideas and coming up with weird ass shit too? Like, what? Give us some feedback. I want to put it on the show. All right, so that is it for this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Be on the lookout because I'm going to try my best to start doing more podcasts with her because, yeah, she's funny as fuck. I think she is. I don't know, maybe I'm just being biased or whatever and I'm placing my daughter on a fucking pedestal, but I think she's hilarious. Like, what she was saying in the LDS, oh my God, I did not expect that. I did not expect that shit at all. Okay, I got to go. I gotta go because, yeah, this part is hard to drive. I have to get back on the freeway and it's a spaghetti bowl area. So have a good day and we'll see you on the next episode.